I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Solemnity of St. Peter and St. Paul, pray for us. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us. St. Joseph, Terror of Demons, pray for us. Our guardian angels, pray for us. Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. I want to apologize, technical difficulty.
Big time.
We didn't have Jesus 911 this morning. And again, there's some things that are just beyond our control. But I'm on duty right now. And Terry, what about you?
Jesse, I'm on duty. This weekend's been incredible, being on duty for calling on, you know, to help souls get to heaven and to teach them about Jesus. But just today, we're having all kinds of technical problems, and I think it's good because we're at war, and at war, a lot of times things don't work out the way you plan them. And right now we're in a spiritual war, so we just gotta, you know, you get knocked down. I only have one question: did you get up? And right now I'm reporting for duty, sir, because today's show we're going to be talking about what I consider a great archbishop. He performed a minor exorcism where Saint Onyporosyra's statue fell. And he's asking for God's mercy, and he's calling evil for what it is. And we're going to have a clip on that. And then, Jesse, your own brother's going to come on to the show and talk about what happened in the San Fernando Valley. Where, are you kidding me? Are you ready, folks?
He put his life on the line for the Catholic Church.
Tell us.
He could have easily got killed this weekend.
Yep.
But again, his love for Jesus, Our Lady, and the Catholic Church exceeds his own bodily comfort.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. So now here's my question. Before we bring Johnny on, I always like to have the top of the food chain. Jesse, I was at Mass today, and this reading from St. Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8, I mean, it made me go like, what? Are you kidding me? This is so appropriate for us followers of Christ today in our own time. It's appropriate every time, but just read it, Jess, because I think this is going to set the stage for your brother when he comes on.
Yeah, he's on right now. We're going to put him on right now, but the psalm of today and the first reading reminds me of what my brother Johnny did this weekend. And why did he do it? Psalm 34 says, "The angel of the Lord will rescue those who fear him."
Amen.
"The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him." My brother Johnny and seven other guys took refuge in the Lord, and they're alive to talk about it. And also in the first reading today, in the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 17 to 18, reminds me of what Johnny's going to talk about. It says, "The Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth." 150 people from Black Lives Matter. "The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen." The word of the Lord.
Pray. Thanks be to
God. I want to bring my brother Johnny on.
Absolutely.
Because I know he's at work right now.
Yeah, let's do it quickly.
Yeah, we got to get him on while we can. Johnny, you're on the Terry and Jesse Show. Welcome.
Hey, Terry, Jesse, can you guys hear me?
I can hear you fine,
yes.
Brother. We've been anxious to hear about what happened over the weekend with you, bro. Tell us.
Well, yeah, I'll try to do it in a 2 minute, as quick as I can, the shortest version I can.
Yeah.
Johnny,
Johnny, hang on, Johnny. Jesse's got something to say.
You experienced this weekend the iconoclasm, a heresy, correct?
Right. Correct, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, from the Second Council of Nicaea, 787.
Yeah. I love it.
Exactly.
Okay, bro, tell us what happened.
So here's what happened. You know, I had just went to confession last night, and I actually had a meeting with my pastor that morning. I was just getting back from the meeting with him about having an RCIA mass. And anyway, I started making a quick breakfast. It was a little after 11, and I got a call from a friend of ours, Laura Chavez, and she told me, "Johnny, there's people protesting at the Junipero Serra statue," and that's all I heard. I said, "Okay, let me I'm on my way." I literally left my breakfast on the table. I didn't even touch it.
Uh-huh.
And I was in Adidas sweats. I was in Adidas sweats and tennis shoes.
Yeah.
And I had a Marine Corps cover on, and I had a Catholic T-shirt on underneath the sweats, the Adidas black black sweats with white stripes.
Shit.
So I went and I got there really in about 5 or 6 minutes.
Wow.
And I parked on San Fernando Mission Boulevard behind two cop cars.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right across the street where the fountain is, where the large statue of Junipero Serra is. There was somewhere around 150 to 200 people is what they estimate, between 150 and 200 people there. And I went right up to the police officers and I identified myself and I said, look, I'm opposed to this. I understand these people are against Junipero Serra. I am in favor of Junipero Serra. I am a Catholic Christian. I belong to this community. And I am here because I understand they've done this at La Placita in downtown Los Angeles and San Francisco. They also did that a few days ago.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is what's happening, I'm assuming these people may want to take this statue down. And I told the police officers, I will not let that take place. So
God
I
bless.
Need to know from you four officers, do you have my back? Because if they try to take that statue down, I will physically stop them. And they told me, no, we did talk to them, sir, and we understand how you feel, and we do have your back. We did tell them that they're not allowed to take the statue down and try to remove it themselves, and that they agreed to that. They agreed that they were not going to try to do that at this location.
Mm-hmm.
I said, good, good. So they said, we got your back. They said, but, sir, we want to tell you that they, as part of their presentation, they do plan to put a sheet or cover the statue and maybe put something or something as part of this presentation.
Mm-hmm.
They want to cover the statue. And we told them not to do that because it could be offensive to some Catholics. You said, you're exactly, that's exactly very offensive to us. This is a saint. He was canonized in 2015 by Pope Francis. And he did a lot of good things. And I would love to do a presentation to show them the other side of this man, because I'm sure they're going to pick and choose and they're gonna do a hit job on this man. And I'm sure that this is not even accurate history. So I said, that's my view. And they go, okay, so what we're asking you to do, we don't have permission. We told them not to put a sheet over the statue. And they insisted that it was their First Amendment rights and that they were going to put a sheet over him. And as part of this presentation, but we're asking you to be prudent and to have some self-control. And we don't think it's worth a physical confrontation for them to put a sheet over one of your saints. I understand it's going to be difficult and I understand you're not going to like it, but we're asking you to show some restraint there after their presentation is over. We will make sure the sheet is off of it, and then you guys can do whatever you would like around that statue. But we're trying to do this so that we maintain the peace. So would you do that? Would you promise us to do that? And I said, you know what, officers? I don't know what I'm going to do, okay? I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do. So I went right across the street, and I went right into the crowd. And I wanted to hear this presentation that was just starting out by their elder right in front of the statue. So I snuggled and I pushed my way through the crowd. And they started pointing at me and they said, that guy right there with the military cover with those black sweats, he was talking to the police officers. He's not part of us. And I had like three people starting to videotape me. And then they told me, hey, you don't have a mask on. You need to leave. You don't have a mask on. You need to leave. So I had about three people start telling me. And at this point, I started the presentation that was just started to be disrupted. And I pulled out a $5 bill and I said, give me a mask. Give me a mask. Nobody wanted to give me a mask.
Yeah.
So at this point, they kind of stopped the presentation and they forced me. They said, you don't have a mask. And the cops are right there. They said, we have to have a mask. And everybody here has a mask. Sorry, sir, you have to leave. So I walked across the street a little upset, and I went looking for a mask all over my car. Couldn't find one. I called my next-door neighbor, Paul, who's a retired on-fire Catholic, and I said, hey, Paul, they're here at the mission. I got a bunch of people that are going to protest the Serra statue, Junipero Serra. He says, I'm on my way, Johnny. I said, wait, bring me a mask. Bring me a mask. So I know he's about 4 or 5 minutes away, so I said, he bring me a mask. So I came out. And I stood at the sidewalk right there trying to hear the presentation. There was two guys there, two Catholics praying the rosary.
Good.
That's all. It was just two Catholics and me. We started praying the rosary, and then they started saying stuff like, he's a pedophile priest. He's a murderer. He's a rapist. And I'm like, where are they getting this information from? And then they started saying this plague that killed a bunch of us. They were apparently, these were Fernandino Tavatiam Band of Mission Indians. So they were a local band of Native Americans from that are headquartered there in San Fernando.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're called, the Fernandino Tavatiam Band of Mission Indians. But they also had a Sandinista flag there, this communist group from Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also had La Raza Unida there. They also had some people from La Raza Unida.
Who are they?
And then they also had La Raza Unida. They're these people that think, you know,
that's the racist
California
branch of the Hispanic.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't know.
Yeah, that's like the KKK for whites, the Black Panther Party.
Yeah, Jess will tell you about that. He dabbled in that heresy. And and then the other group, they also did, they started chanting Black Lives Matter. So they were in solidarity with that group also. So there was at least four groups, represented there, mainly the Band of Mission Indians, Fernandino Tavatiam, but also the Marxist group from Nicaragua, also the La Raza Unida, the racist Chicano group.
Wow.
And also Black Lives Matter. They were all in, partly all represented there, but it was mostly the Band of Mission Indians.
Johnny, let me jump in. Johnny, yeah. Hang on. We got to take a quick break, but I want to hear what you have to finish your story because I'm on the edge of my chair here. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. We got Johnny Romero, Jesse's brother, who risked his life to protect the St. Anniprosera statue from going down, him and a couple other faithful Catholics. Wait till you hear the rest of the story. We're going to have Johnny just tell that right after the quick break here on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be right back with the finishing of the story. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
I got to get back on the air.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio, we're on with Johnny Romero, my brother. He's sharing his story this weekend of the way he put his... put his faith on the line, and he stood in front of 150 to 200 anarchist protesters who wanted to tear down the St. Junipero Serra statue at the at the Mission Park across from the one of the 21 missions in California, the San Fernando Mission. Johnny, continue with the story. You got me on the edge of my seat.
Yes. So I started trying to hear the presentation, and it was difficult to hear it because I was right outside the fence. I wasn't right in front of the man. And he didn't have a very good speaker. They must have had a little megaphone. It wasn't that good. I was having a hard time hearing it, but I did hear people chanting that this was a pedophile priest and he was a rapist and he was a genocidal murderer. And then they also, I heard the presenter also mention that this plague that killed a lot of the Native Americans, that this was somehow his fault also. So, you know, they're blaming an illness, some pandemic that happened back in the 1700s and killed a lot of the Native Americans. They were blaming it on him, Junipero Serra. So I'm like, okay, where are you getting this stuff? Where are you getting this information from?
And I was revisionist history.
Speaker. Yeah, revisionist history. And I was like, hey, we need to do another presentation. I'm thinking about Monsignor Weber across the street, the 89-year-old historian. So I'm thinking, I got to get him out here. I don't know if he can. I don't know if he's in a position to do that. But anyway, I started, it was three of us, and I was feeling pretty desperate, and they started putting the sheet over the statue. And this is when I really started saying, okay, am I going to make my move right now? If I try to rush the statue, I'm going to have a bunch of people tackle me, and then it's going to look like violent Catholics, you know, attack peaceful Indians.
Right.
I'm thinking, do I do this? Do I really want to do this at this point? And then I just started screaming. I started saying, Jesus wants us to be united. Jesus doesn't want us to be divided. Jesus doesn't want us to be so focused on our skin color. Because they started telling me, you're a sellout. They started telling me when they found out I was not part of them, the group, you're a sellout. You look like you have skin like we do, and you follow the white man's religion. Jesus doesn't have blonde hair and blue eyes. You follow the white man's religion. I said, I never said Jesus has blonde hair and blue eyes. I know he was a Middle Eastern Jew. I don't know what he looked like, but it is all about Jesus. Why are you guys upset? And I found out that a lot of them are just upset that Father Junipero Serra shared the gospel with them, and they feel like they have lost their culture and they've lost their identity because these people worship the earth, right? These Indians, they're earth worshippers.
Yes.
And, you know, I respect their belief, but that's not God, right? We're not supposed to worship the earth, right? I we're supposed to worship the one true God. And I think they're a little upset that this man, you know, started sharing the one true God with their forefathers. So I think that's part of it. And I started screaming. I started trying to preach. And I started saying, this isn't working. And then, I don't know, this was probably a mistake of mine, but I started just yelling, Viva Cristo Rey! Viva Cristo! I was trying to do something to get some momentum because they were putting the sheet on the statue. And I was really, at that point, struggling. I'm by myself. I got two other guys here. I don't even know if they're going to follow me. They're praying the rosary. I don't know what's going to happen. And then I see two people coming. I see my Paul coming. I see another six people coming. And then I stop saying the Viva Cristo Rey because I chanted it about seven or eight times, and all I did is get them riled up. The four police officers, there was one female and three male officers, they're looking at me, and they're looking at me like, what are you doing? What are you doing? They looked at me like, you're just stirring the pot, sir. You're stirring the pot. They're going to attack you. Why are you doing this? So I stopped. I stopped it, and I said, okay. And they started walking towards me. Then my neighbor Paul came, and he gave me my mask, and he started wagging his finger at him, at everybody, saying, shame on you, shame on all of you, shame on you for lying about this holy man. You are lying about him. You are lying. Shame on you. And again, they started riling us up, getting all riled up. They started coming out to the sidewalk where we were and started pushing Paul. And I'm like, Paul, stop, stop. You're going to get us attacked. We're about seven of us right now. You're going to get us attacked. Stop. And the cops are looking at me like, sir, what are you doing? They're looking at me. And then I stopped with Paul, and I pulled him back. And then I got two other Protestant brothers that came. I have a couple of Christians, non-Catholic Christians that I recognize. One of them that You know, Jess, he ran against he ran as a Republican there in our local as a representative of Congress there. He saw me and he ran at me and some other guys, and they go, "Hey, Johnny, we got your back. This is illegal. We're not going to let them take the statue down." And we got the park surrounded. I'm like, "What? Yeah, we got about 100 guys surrounding the park." I was wow. Scared to ask what kind of guys there were, because I think there were. I think he has some connections with a motorcycle gang, so I think he was part of a motorcycle gang. And he was like, "Got them on speakerphone. You know, if we get jumped, they're coming in. They're on speakerphone." I said, okay, let's try to avert this." And then he pulled me back. He said, "Look, you're talking to the wind. You're talking to the wind." And then one of the young people there, I started losing it because he kept giving me the finger. They kept videotaping me, and then I pulled out and wanted to take a picture of them, and they all, four of them, gave me the finger.
Yeah.
And they kept saying F you.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then they said, you're a disgrace to the military. And then they said the ultimate sin. They said Jesus.
Oh no.
And that's when I lost it. I told the kid, and I walked up to him and I put my finger in his face. And I started to lose it, and they were holding me back. I said, "You know what? You're a disgrace to your tribe. You're a disgrace to your generation. You have no class. And furthermore, I'm 54 years old. And if you're about half my age, and you wouldn't last 2 minutes in a boxing ring with me." And I lost it. I should have never said that. And he started to scream at me.
Concupiscence.
He's threatening me. And at that point, my Protestant friends were holding me back. And I said, and Paul and everybody started holding me back at that point.
Yeah.
And they go, "Johnny, no. Stop. You're talking. You're, at this point, they're not even listening. You just upset them and they're surrounding us." At that moment, when they were coming onto the sidewalk and they started to push on us, nobody had swung anything yet. They were just screaming and started pushing at us. Mm-hmm. Then this one guy comes by, which he had I saw him cross right in front of me. He had a rosary in his hand and he had a blue shirt, a Catholic shirt. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I don't know who this is, but he's apparently on our side. I just saw him right in front of me and he must have just got there. His name was Greg and he went right by me and just went straight for the statue. He shot. Because the statue had a sheet over it already, and there was people on top of the statue, and they had chains around it. He just got there, and he thought they were trying to take it down. So he went right for the statue, and as he was trying to open the fence, they locked the fence, and then the fence is only about 2.5 feet tall. So he started putting his leg over the fence to climb in and go right at the statue. And as soon as he started to try to climb in, he started getting punched. I saw from my peripheral vision on my right eye, I saw swinging, and I saw him swing back. So I think they hit him probably about three times, mm-hmm. three or four times, and he swung probably a good two times. But as soon as I saw the swinging, I immediately, he was about 7 or 8 feet away from me. I grabbed him from the waist, and I yelled at him, "I'm on your side, I'm on your side." Because I didn't want to get elbowed by his right hand. I was right under his right armpit.
Yeah.
I grabbed him right under his right armpit. And I didn't want to get elbowed because, you know, there was the heat of the moment. He didn't know who I was. And I said, "I'm on your side. I'm on your side." And I grabbed him and I pulled him away from the crowd. And he looked at me and I said, "I'm on your side. I'm on your side." And he understood. And then I put my right hand out. And these people were coming at us. And I screamed at them, "Stop, stop, stop." And at that point, I thought we were going to get attacked. The cops, the four cops were running, and they were literally yelling, and they were about 30, 40 feet away, and they were yelling, "Stop, stop, stop." So they stopped. They didn't jump us, and they didn't continue to hit that man because the cops were there. And they stopped, and they pulled everybody apart. And, of course, they wanted to press charges on this guy. And I saw from my peripheral vision, you know, that there was punches being thrown, I think, from both sides. Mm-hmm. I think he got punched first, though. He told me I got punched first. And because I talked to him after, I said, "Hey, what's your name? Who are you?" And he said, "My name's Greg." And I said, "What happened? Why'd you attack? Or why'd you go in?" He goes, "I thought they were taking the statue down. I had just got here. I didn't know who was what. I saw mayhem, and I thought they were taking the statue down, and I was going straight for the statue." I said, "Oh, okay, I get you." And then I got hit, and I started punching back, and then you pulled me back, and that's what happened. I said, "Oh, okay, all right." So the cops apparently saw that there was punches thrown on both sides, They, of course, on the San Fernando Sun today, they say that we attacked them. So, of course, they didn't interview any of us. I had somebody right now, one of my friends called the San Fernando Sun and said, give them my phone number. I was there. They're being told, the San Fernando Sun is reporting that the peaceful Indians were having, peaceful demonstration of their First Amendment rights, and Catholics attacked them. That's what they're reporting.
Oh, my God.
That we attacked them. So, you know, that's what happened.
All right.
But apparently, the police officers saw that, you know what, this is mutual combat. We saw what happened. We're not going to press charges on anybody. Thank God, sir, you were here, because you, quick on your feet, you averted a riot. You know, we would have got there 20 seconds later, and it would have been, we would have started pulling five or six, because everybody was going to start swinging at each other at that moment. We were all next to each other yelling. Yeah,
wow.
So, you know, I screamed at the top of my lungs, stop, because I already knew what was going to happen. If I got attacked, I'm 54 years old, but I was going to probably drop three or four guys. I was gonna
maybe six or seven, Johnny.
Four or five guys. Yeah, four or five guys down at least before I got tackled.
That's right.
I was going to knock some guys down, and then it would have looked bad because they would have been on the floor asleep, and I would have probably got handcuffed. And then it would have been on the front page of the paper, you know, Catholics attack.
Yeah.
The Crusades have returned. The Inquisition is back. You know, Catholics are attacking peaceful Indians.
Oh,
it would have looked bad.
Yeah.
It would have looked really bad. I mean, it's already looking bad. And I didn't even punch anybody.
Yeah.
It's already looking bad because the San Fernando Sun already says we were the ones that disrupted them. They never told. Nobody ever said, hey, how about these guys? All these guys that were flipping me off. I talked to their elder. He came up to me and he said, sir, I respect you for what you did. I respect you and I respect you. But you know what? Why are you arguing with the kids? I said, sir, these are 20-some-year-olds. They're not kids.
They're not kids.
You know what, sir? If I was doing a presentation on Junipero Serra, which I might do next week and have 300 Catholics here, if I saw a couple of the fringe Catholics in their 20s yelling, you know, obscenities at some of our detractors in any way, saying F you or putting them down, I would put my boot in their butt. I would stop them, okay? And you, sir, that have not done this to your group, this reflects badly on you.
Amen.
It reflects badly on you,
yep.
Okay? And I want to dialogue with you, and I want to do a presentation here next week. You know, either if I don't get Monsignor Weber, I myself will do some research and I will show the other side of this because I want to do this peacefully. I was here to do this peacefully. But you know what? Between you and I, guys, we got caught unprepared.
Yeah,
we should have been thinking. Yeah. Why did
I think Garcetti pulled down the statue anyhow.
He did, Johnny.
They cut down the statue. You know that.
Yeah, they got, yeah.
The city did.
Yeah, but they have to get,
Johnny,
approval.
You got it. Yeah, no, it was not part of the narrative that we had. All right, we'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero for the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation."
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing at least and untrustworthy at the worst.
Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Wow, welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Can you believe this story? Also, I want to mention that we're going to be playing a clip from Archbishop Cordeleon, where he did a minor exorcism for the same thing, that somebody tearing down a St. Leprosera statue in San Francisco. And man, it's powerful. And he tells you why he did it. But we're talking about some evil things that are going on in our culture. Johnny, are you back with us, brother?
Yeah. I'd like to see the bishop of the San Fernando Valley region
do the
same thing.
Yes.
An exorcism prayer and consecrate that spot just like Archbishop Vigano did.
I'm with you.
Go ahead.
Let's see if we got Johnny back. Johnny, you there? Okay. All right, Mr. Engineer, if Johnny isn't calling in, I want to do this, Jess. Johnny's going to try and call back in. Mr. Engineer, can we play what we just said?
There, he's back
on
back.
The air. Johnny, go ahead.
Back on.
You're on, brother. Johnny, finish your story.
Yeah, I'm here.
Finish it. We got the...
So I wanted to say in finishing the story is the police officers saw that it was mutual combat. They didn't charge anybody.
Yeah.
They thanked me for being quick on my feet and stopping a riot.
Yeah.
And they thanked me for the restraint that I showed. Because, it was difficult. It was difficult to see them. You know, it's disgraceful. They're covering our statue, and it's not their property.
That's right.
They could have made an argument that, you know what, you don't have a right to do that.
No, there's a process. But you got to go through it.
I think I showed restraint. I thought I showed restraint.
Sure.
I made some mistakes. I shouldn't have started chanting Viva Cristo Rey.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have called the kid, you know, and I shouldn't have told the kid that he wouldn't last 20 seconds in the ring with me. I shouldn't have said that.
No, you don't need to do that.
Yeah, and I shouldn't have done that, and I could have done a better job in that area there. The best thing we should have done is we should have known about this beforehand.
Yeah.
The bishop should have done a video presentation showing the attributes and the virtues of this man.
Yep.
I mean, pull open his canonization case. Let's do a presentation.
Right.
Because apparently these people have already been talking to the city for months. And they said, if you guys don't eventually bring the statue down, we will forcefully take it down. That's what they said. They've already admitted that. They go, not today, but if the city council or the city does not agree to our demands eventually, we will bring it down by force. And you know why they're doing this? Is because they're in the ear of the city. And they're bashing Junipero Serra. And guess what? The Catholics are not there. There's nobody there on our side that is defending this man. Where are our bishops? Where are our leaders? Where are the historians? Well, how come they're not? There's no presentation on Junipero Serra and his virtues and why he was canonized. Why isn't this happening?
Johnny.
We're always a dollar late, and we're always too late.
A day short.
We're trying to react. To something that we should have been proactive about.
Johnny, you're making some great points. We've got a group called Minuteman Catholics that are actually doing that through texts. If we'd have known about your situation, we have men right here in the San Gabriel Valley would have gotten the car and drove over there and defended that. So in the future, for those who are listening right now, just call us, and I'm going to give my cell number out. Yeah, I mean, the bad guys can have my cell number, 661-972-7872. And you call me or text me, and we'll put you on a list, Catholics, because we're ready, willing, and able. And Jesse, or Johnny, didn't they see that you were a Marine, always faithful? I mean, in other words, also, the point I'm trying to convey is that this happened, and then what happened the very next day, John? Jesse just said it. The mayor, right, Jess? Tell us about the mayor.
Apparently, the mayor took it off, right, Johnny? Who took it off?
Yeah. Without any vote.
We believe it. We were told it was the city because it happened must have happened about 4 or 5 or 6 in the morning.
That's right.
Early in the morning.
Yep.
And we started getting calls that they took it down, and it was done professionally.
Yes.
So yes.
Somebody, the big train. Yeah.
And at this point, we're not exactly sure, but we assume it was the city because the Indian tribe, they right away came out with a statement and said it was not us. It was not us. I mean, I'm sure they're
They're going to spend 10 years in prison if it was them.
Yeah, it was not us. They assured everybody. They said in the San Francisco Sun paper, it was not us.
Got it.
So we don't know who did it. We're assuming it was the city. But again, I'm going to encourage you, Terry and Jesse.
Tell me.
I'm going to encourage you to please get, you know, Monsignor Weber is 89 years old.
I know
he's
him.
Historian. Yep. He's an expert on Junipero Serra. Yeah. Sure. But if he can't do a presentation, maybe there's another capable Catholic.
Dr. Ed Mazza, here. He's a historian. Dr. Ed Mazza.
Yes.
He's the man.
Yes. If you guys can schedule him in the next week or two.
We'll do it.
To do a presentation.
Absolutely.
On Father Junipero Serra.
Yep.
And have the faithful Catholics be educated.
Yep.
And make a copy of this presentation so we can hear the other side.
You got it, Johnny.
I'm going to try to get a hold of Dr. Ed Mazza to show you what some of these people were saying.
Sounds good.
Okay?
All right,
God
brother.
God bless you guys.
God love you, too.
Thanks, Terry.
That was Johnny Romero, bye-bye. Jesse's brother, talking about his... Oh, if you only heard part of it, you can go back to the podcast to hear the whole story. Jesse, I believe that your brother just dodged a bullet, okay? And I mean bullet. Over the weekend, he stood up for his faith, and I really am proud of Johnny.
Terry, he could have easily been killed. Think about that.
Yeah.
You've seen videos of what Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they do.
Oh, yeah.
4 or 5 of them, where they surround somebody, they beat them mercilessly. Sometimes they beat them to death.
Yeah.
It would have been very easy for 150 guys to kill those 7 guys, my brother Johnny included, within a few seconds by kicking them in the head when they're on the ground, jumping on top of their head, just like animals.
Yeah.
I'm glad that their guardian angels were working overtime for them.
Jesse, I want to also mention Archbishop Cordeleon up in San Francisco. He performed an exorcism, a minor exorcism, where the St. Junipero Serra statue was knocked down, asking for forgiveness. But listen to what the Archbishop has to say about the evil that's going on in our world. Mr. Engineer, play that clip.
We are here at the site where the statue of Father Serra stood in Golden Gate Park that was blasphemously torn down. An act of sacrilege occurred here. That is an act of the evil one. Evil has made itself present here. So we have gathered together to pray to God and to pray, ask the saints for their intercession, above all our Blessed Mother, in an act of reparation, asking God's mercy upon us, upon our whole city, that we might turn our hearts back to Him. We came together to pray the Rosary as Our Lady asks us. Our Lady is always asking us to pray the Rosary, asking her intercession. The Rosary has the power even to change history. Our history has shown that it can change the course of history. We bind together in prayer and fasting and penance, but especially in the prayer of the Rosary. So we came together to pray the Rosary and then to offer the prayer of exorcism, the St. Michael prayer. Because evil is present here, this is the activity of the evil one, who wants to bring down the church, who wants to bring down all Christian believers. So we offer that prayer and bless this ground with holy water so that God might purify it, sanctify it, and that we in turn might be sanctified.
Wow, thank you, Archbishop Cordeleon. Jesse, that was like, I just didn't expect it. I'm going to be honest with you. But this, I mean, I would like to see every bishop do that when it comes, and confront evil for what it is. But I wish we would do that in Los Angeles. But you know what? As far as I know, that's not happening.
The bishop in the San Fernando Valley region where Johnny's at, I forget his name. He's Asian or Philippine. He just got installed there.
Yeah.
He should do it exactly what Archbishop
Corleone,
exactly. Terry, but I'll tell you why all this iconoclasm is happening, because the progressive Marxist left, what they've done, they set up different crises because that's exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to topple our government. They're trying to introduce communism and Marxism, and they're trying to get people so tired of one crisis after another. We're in November. We say, hey, Donald Trump, you've got to go. You've got to go because there's one chaotic event after another, and we're blaming you for it. That's what they want to do.
I agree.
Terry, this Sean King, who's apparently the self-proclaimed leader of the Black Lives Matter movement, he's the one that's now – they went from race wars in the street now to attack statues in Catholic churches that we deem are too white. Sean King has actually said that Jesus' images are Lord. He says it's a form of white supremacy. He goes, that must go. They all must come down. He says any statues of Our Lady, he also says, is white supremacists. They all must come down. And people, again, these young secular humanists, atheists, agnostic millennials that are into freebies and entitlements, they're like, hey, he's our boss. He's our leader. Let's listen to him. They've got social media, so they have a powerful way to communicate with each other. And I'll tell you, Terry, this also the Christopher Columbus statues, they've been torn down in cities across the country. They've been drenched in paint. They've been torn down. Again, revisionist history. And I was quite happy to hear, because I didn't know what he would to position on it. Over the weekend, they interviewed Muhammad Ali's son. You know, Muhammad Ali was the famous, one of the most famous heavyweight boxers of all time. And he was a Muslim, a black Muslim. They interviewed his son. And this is what his son said, quote, my dad, Muhammad Ali, would not have supported racist Black Lives Matters. My dad would have supported Donald Trump.
Wow.
That's from Muhammad Ali's son, who was interviewed over the weekend, Terry.
That's amazing. I just want to remind everybody that President Trump did an executive order on Friday telling people that if you knock a statue, religious art over, that he's going to make sure that you spend at least 10 years in prison. So he's putting some teeth in it. And you know, Jess, a lot of people, that's why they don't want him reelected, because of that kind of stuff. You see, they're saying, why? We have freedom. We want to knock, we want to do what we want to do when we want to do it. And Trump is saying, no, there's a process. And if you just do it on your own and you tear things down or you break statues or you windows or churches, you're going to prison for 10 years. And you know what, Jess, I want to say publicly, thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, President Trump, Terry, he said, I'm quoting him here.
Yeah.
He says he can understand if some statues are removed and placed in museums.
Yeah.
He says, I can understand certain things being taken down, but they ought to go through a process legally.
Yep.
And then we take it down and in some cases put them in museums or wherever they may go. But these are rioters and there's a lot of bad people involved. Close quote.
I kind of don't like people running through red lights either, because that's the law. How about you? When we come back, we'll do more here on the Terry and Jesse Show. Law and order, right? We'll be right back.
Jesus said in Luke 17, when you have done all that you were ordered to do, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have only done our duty. According to St. John of the Cross, God is pleased with the little deeds we do in secret. He takes more pleasure in these than in a multitude of grand works that we may do out of the desire to be seen by others. May God help us to do the things that please Him, and not just to appear great in the eyes of others.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871. Because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
I'm looking at a brave priest here. It said he's a Russian Orthodox priest.
He is.
And it says, Black Lives Matter excommunicated. This Russian Orthodox priest denies communion to all members of Black Lives Matter. Here's what he says. As a priest in the Russian Orthodox Church, it is my duty to ban all members of Black Lives Matter from receiving communion. I will not desecrate the precious body and blood of Christ by allowing it to touch the unclean lips of those who are members of that satanic organization. If you're willing to renounce that organization and to cancel your membership in that group, then you can come to confession. You can be absolved of the sin you committed by joining Black Lives Matter. After that, you can take Holy Communion. After, not before, until you demonstrate repentance, you will not receive the Eucharist. Terry, I know the Orthodox are not in full communion with the church, but I'm telling you right
I'm
now.
I'm in communion
I
with
agree
them.
With him 100% what he just said.
Of course. Jesse, let me demonstrate how clear Black Lives Matter is a joke. I'll tell you why. On Father's Day, there were 104 people shot, 14 fatally over the Father's Day's weekend. Three-year-old boy was taken to the hospital, was shot with his father. You know, here's the point. They make nothing about that. Every weekend in Chicago, black-on-black people are being shot to death. And that's wrong. And I want to say it is wrong. It's brutal. But why are they not talking about this with these little kids being shot every weekend in Chicago?
It's not newsworthy.
But that's wrong, Jesse.
Yep,
we're not right.
Of course it's not.
Left.
It's hypocrisy.
Exactly.
At the highest level.
And that's why.
When a black kills another black American, which happens hundreds of times every month,
wrong.
That it doesn't make the news.
Nope.
It's not important because that's just a dirty little secret that the media wants to hide. But when a white officer, kills a black suspect, which is very rare, by the way, and 99% of the time it's justifiable,
yeah.
It's all over the news. And also, Terry, when black babies are killed in abortion
40% clinics, all babies are black. Come on, think about that.
And how? What's the percentage of black women in this country?
13%. Yeah, 16, that's right.
There's 6%
that's right,
of the country
yep.
are black women.
That's right.
Yet 40% of the abortions are black babies. Again, if you want to talk about, if you want to make sure that Black Lives Matter, we should get rid of Planned Parenthood and
Margaret
all their
Sanger,
associates.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jesse, just so you know, in the last 50 years, 2 million black people have immigrated to America. I'm going to ask a question to someone who says we're racist. Really? Why would 2 million people migrate to America if we were so, against blacks? We're not.
Because we don't practice apartheid here.
Exactly. They come because we have freedom.
Yes. Terry, I'll tell you, the Saint Junipero Serra statue, this is not going away.
No, it's
over the weekend as well.
Yeah.
Over in Ventura City Hall.
That's right.
Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they went over there
yep.
and to topple the statue as well.
Yep.
And you had Catholics that went over there.
That's right.
And again, they were being harassed, taunted, yep. just like my brother Johnny,
yep.
spit at, calling racial epithets mm-hmm. because they disagreed with them. But they stood their ground. But I have no doubt, because I just read another article, that all the St. Junipero Serra statues have been removed in California. All across California, they're removing them. I just read an article on the Catholic news agency here. So I think a Saint Junipero Serra statue, they're going to consign it, I guess, to the closet somewhere, because we don't have enough bishops like Archbishop Corleone that's willing to tell city council, let me testify to who this man was, so you can hear what you've never heard about Father Junipero Serra, who's a saint. But the fact is, Terry, again, our pulpits are silent, and we're paying the price for it.
Now, Jess, I'm just going to say something really politically incorrect, but I don't mind. I really don't. And that is, when are we going to proclaim Jesus Christ loud and clear in our culture? The culture is pushing us to hide under beds as bishops and priests and lay people. Don't say a word. It's going to cause problems. You see, Jesse, I think of bullies. Now, Jess, you were a cop for 20 years. What does a bully do when you confront the bully with the truth that says, we're not going to back down, we're going to stand our ground? What happens to the bully, Jess? Tell me.
Bullies don't like to confrontation. That they pick on their victims, they size them up, they make sure they have the position of advantage, they make sure they have the numbers on their side.
Yeah.
As soon as there's opposition, it stops. As soon as you push back and they see that you're pushing back with equal or greater force. But when you don't push back, when you shrink in fear, that's when they run all over you like a freight train.
And Jesse,
so, this is not going to happen until we have bishops like Cardinal. And here's another one, by the way. Another, I have to mention him.
Yeah.
Bishop Donald Hying of Madison,
I know
Wisconsin,
him personally.
I'm reading here.
Good guy.
He denounced rioters for targeting statues of historical figures.
That's right.
He said this, Bishop Hying said this, quote, should certain statues be placed in museums or storage? Perhaps. Should we let a group of vandals make those decisions for us? No. Bishop Hying said, if we allow the commemorative and visual history of our nation to be destroyed by random groups in the current moment of anger, how will we ever learn from history?
That's right.
Close quote. And here's also something interesting. Having said that, there's another, an actress, a Hollywood actress. Her name's Elizabeth Rogliani. She's an actress from Venezuela. She's living here in the U.S., and here's what she said. She was interviewed about this because she comes from a communist country, and she's warned us Americans that statues coming down is how revolutions start.
Exactly.
Elizabeth Rogliani said,
textbook.
Why do I care about this? She says, it's because the last time when I was young and I was in Venezuela, I didn't care about this. I was a teenager, but I've already had enough life experience through this. When I was living in Venezuela, when statues start coming down, communism starts coming in. Terry, this is an actress from Venezuela that's warning us about what's around the corner. And I'll tell you right now, just put it out. If Joe Biden wins, welcome to the United States of Socialist America.
And Jesse, just so you know, and I know you know this, but in 1921, the playbook for the communists trying to get communism in America was to make racial wars. In other words, get the Hispanics, the blacks, the whites to fight with each other to weaken the nation. This is textbook stuff, folks. This is not made up. And that's why we need to use proportionate measures to stop, as the Catechism says, to stop these aggressions that are undermining our Catholic faith. Because if we just keep looking away and hiding under our beds and not thinking that it'll just go away, they're wrong. We have to confront the bully with the truth of Jesus Christ, like Johnny did, like others. And again, I'm not asking you to go shoot anybody. No, pray your rosary. Get out there. But if we have numbers, Jesse, is that a fair statement?
Right.
If we have 200 or 300
people. If Johnny would have had 200 guys out there and 200 guys from Antifa Black Lives Matter, they would have went home. They would have said, nope, this is a fair opposition. We're going home. But when you got 200 guys and you got 7 guys around the statue, they're going to train wreck you. They're going to run right over you like a freight train.
And Jesse,
and so, yeah, there has to be numbers out there. And at this point, I don't even expect our bishops to do anything because I don't know what they're doing. I think they're, you know, having martinis and playing golf in their castles, in their literal ivory castles. Lay Catholics, if we don't protect our icons, don't expect our bishops to do it. I really don't. I mean, that train's gone as far as I'm concerned. But another thing that, Terry, that I think it's very important for me to mention is that this is also happening across the pond. Black Lives Matter, they realize where some of these Catholic countries are at.
Yep.
And so over the weekend, there was a desecration where these vandals, they defaced an image of the Black Madonna in Breda, Netherlands.
Yep.
And the city's mayor said the incident was, quote, particularly sad for the Polish community for which the monument is of great value, close quote. And I just want to remind you that the Polish 1st Armed Division, led by General Stanislaw, freed the city on October 29th, 1944, and the city awarded General Stanislaw the honorary Dutch citizenship when he died in 1994. He was buried alongside the fallen soldiers at a cemetery in that city. And once again, we're seeing the Black Madonna being defaced across the pond.
Well, Jesse, that's why the Minuteman Catholics that we're starting, and people are texting me with their phone number saying, I'll be there. If I'm in a geographical area where they're going to be knocking statues down or hurting churches, just, you know, text me the address. I'll be there in 10 minutes. So that's what we're organizing. Now, again, the presence of men and women praying the rosary is powerful. Just like Archbishop Cordeleon just said, history can be changed by people pulling out their rosaries and praying it. So I just want to encourage people, if they do want to join us, my cell number, text me and I'll put you on the list, 661-972-7872. And Johnny, or Jesse, your brother really inspired me that he would take the time when a call came in to defend the faith. We need more men and women willing to be, you know, be able to stand up for their faith and not be afraid of saying, I'm a Catholic, I believe in Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. You can't offend my mother, okay? And that's what we're needing more people to do, to stand up for their faith and not be quiet. We've seen what being quiet does, Jess. Yeah.
Terry, you know something? Not because he's my brother.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even know I'm saying this, but the Catholic Church, one of the things that they determine when somebody has lived a life of holiness, of sanctity, the criteria is called heroic virtue.
That's right.
That's the standard to become a saint by... Yep. When the church, I can tell you this, that's Johnny's life.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the defending, and he's just a blue collar guy with six kids. He works for the city of Los Angeles, the Department of Water and Power. He's as blue collar as they get.
That's true.
But he's so well read. He's just one of those guys that immerses himself in Catholic thought and Catholic books. But Johnny once again has demonstrated what the Catholic Church calls heroic virtue, and that's what makes people saints. And it doesn't surprise me that he did that, but I am, as his older brother, I am worried about him, because Johnny will drop anything to defend Holy Mother Church, and I just it could have cost him his life. That's the point that I'm making.
That's right. And just so you know, everybody, I know you heard the news probably about the breaking news. The Supreme Court strikes down Louisiana abortion regulations, which is a blow to us.
We got to get John Roberts out.
Yeah.
John Roberts got to go.
We do. And
he's
again,
the phony conservative, the Bush appointee.
I wanted to make sure that was said. Thank you, Jesse. You took the words out of my mouth. Hey, Jesse, for us, we have the five stones. Real quick, what can we do to help Holy Mother, the Church, in our own sanctification?
Yeah, we can't help Holy Mother Church unless we're working on ourselves.
Exactly.
Our material life. So you got to pray the rosary every day from your heart. Go to Mass. Number two, go to Mass as often as possible, every Sunday for sure. Number three, pray the daily Mass readings. Read the daily Mass readings. Today's Mass readings are powerful. Number four, we got to go back old school every Friday. Penance, fasting. And number five, we got to remain in a state of grace by going to monthly confession at least with a Catholic priest.
You got it.
And doing an act of contrition every night before we go to bed.
You got it. Two evangelical Catholics with PhDs in common sense. Jesse, what state should we be living in, brother?
Let's live in the state of grace.
You got it.
Doesn't matter what state you live in, just as long as your soul's in the state of grace. It doesn't matter where you live in, as long as your soul's not in a state of mortal sin.
Up next, Dr. Ed Mazza on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. May God richly bless you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.